ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि। सर्वम् ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरो अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। इन् यस्टर्डेस् क्लास् I explained why two verbs are used, preshitam and ishitam. Both verbs are derived from the same root, but with the prefix pra. When one verb is ishitam, the other verb preshitam is also same verb, same derived from the same root, but with the prefix pra. Here the student is very clear. The student has no doubt about the existence of the conscious principle, conscious being. There's no doubt about it. Only the student wants to know what is that conscious being, who is that conscious being, what is that conscious principle. That's all the student wants to know. That's why I said he is an advanced student, a very evolved student, has very good understanding of the limitations of body, mind, and complex. He has already understanding of what is this Karyakarana Sanghata made of, etc. Yesterday I explained already this five elemental product, physical body, cannot have life of its own, but it has life because it is, because there is indwelling subtle aspects, and those subtle aspects are also elemental products. And being elemental products, being objects of knowledge, they're of the nature of inertness, and being inert in nature, also, they seem to be, not the same today, they are alive, they are conscious, they are sentient, they are functional. So there's a possibility of life, which means the student's question is, there is something which is other than, which is distinct from this body, mind, sense complex, and which must be a conscious being. So there is a conscious being, a conscious principle other than this body, mind, sense complex. And because of whose presence alone, this inert mind, by whose mere presence, the student even is aware of this fact that that conscious being need not be doing anything, cannot do anything, because that's the nature, being distinct and subtlest. It must be, cannot be of any action also. That is why the student wants to make it very clear. Ishitam. Kena ishitam. Being willed, desired by which or what? Whom? So when the question is, will, Bhagavan wills, Ishvara wills, Ishvara desires, means desire itself becomes the action, which means desiring implies the very existence. Willing, desiring, these two verbs actually implies the mere existence. So what is that conscious being? What is that conscious being, the effulgent being, whose mere existence, whose mere presence, by whose mere desire or will, the mind becomes activated. Mind becomes instigated to experience its field, to go towards its objects. This is the question. Is it clear? Okay. So two verbs are, it means why. This is what we made clear. And again, the poor Pakshi comes. The objection. When you say poor Pakshi, the opponent comes here. Means, not really. There's a possible doubt. Therefore, it is presented as though it's from a poor Pakshi. Yadi yeshaha arthaha abhipretaha syat. Yadi yeshaha arthaha abhipretaha syat. Please bear with me today. I'm delayed because I haven't got my textbook. I'm using my phone. That's why it's a very tiny letters. Yadi yeshaha arthaha abhipretaha syat. Kena ishitam iti. Yetavata eva siddhatvate. Preshitam iti na vaktavyam. What is the student's question? Kena ishitam iti yetavata eva. By this much alone, etavata eva, by this much alone, by how much? By simply asking the question, willed by whom? Kena ishitam. Desired by whom itself? Yeshaha abhipretaha artaha. Then what is intended? Abhipretaha artaha means yeshaha abhipretaha artaha. Is what is intended, the intended meaning, what is intended by this student becomes expressed completely by this much alone, by asking only what is that by will by whom, by asking this much alone, what is intended by the student becomes understood. Siddhatvat. Preshitam iti na vaktavyam. Again, the other verb, preshitam, that verb preshitam need not be presented there. The word kena preshitam, one more verb is not necessary. Preshitam iti na vaktavyam. The other verb should not be spoken there. Other verb need not have been used. One word itself is enough. See, kena ishitam, manaha, patati, would have been enough. Why kena ishitam, preshitam, manaha? Why two verbs? Why two participles there? That is the question of the student. Is it clear? Yadi, if, yeshaha abhipretaha ishitam, eshaha arthaha abhipretaha syat. If this is the meaning intended by the student, what is the meaning intended by the student? Already it was explained. Two verbs are used. One verb means what? Ishitam means, see this, there is conscious being. By mere presence, mere existence, by mere will of that reality, the mind is instigated. Mind is activated to go towards its objects. If this is the intended meaning, then the preshitam need not have been used. This is the intended meaning. He could have avoided one more verb. That is the meaning of this sentence. Yadi yeshaha abhipretaha arthaha syat. Kena ishitam ityetavata eva siddhatvat. As what he wants to say becomes clarified, understood, by only this much alone, then Peshitam Mithina Vaktavyam, the other verb need not have been used. For which Bhagavad Pada's answer. The next sentence is answer. Okay, reply comes. Apicha Shabda Adhikyat Artha Adhikyam Yuktam. So Shankar Bhagavad Pada's reply is what? See, when Upanishad, any number of words are used in the Upanishad, every word must be conveying something. We have no right, this is not mentioned there, it's not implied. We have no right to delete any word as we want. All the words used in the Upanishad must be taken into account, must be considered, and we have to find what exactly is implied by every word of the Upanishad. You can't just reject the words just because we find it difficult to understand what is being conveyed. We should not simply reject the words. So Bhagavad Pada says first, Shabda Adhikyat Artha Adhikyam Yuktam. It is appropriate to understand there being different meanings because of different words. Shabda Adhikyam. See, the word literally, Adhikyam, literally means exists. You can't say due to the existence of words. What implies is, if the two words are used means, there were two different meanings. Shabda Adhikyat, due to the existence of words, due to the two words. Artha Adhikyam Yuktam. It's appropriate to have what? The different meanings. So, what is asked by the student is, Ichchaya, Karmana, Vachava, Kena Preshitam, Iti, Artha Viseshaha Avagantum Yuktaha. So, it is nothing wrong in using two words. So, he says, Avagantum Yuktaha. Yuktaha means what? It is appropriate to understand the specification of the meaning. Artha Viseshaha Avagantum Yuktaha. It's appropriate to understand the specification of the meaning of the word Preshitam. Kena Preshitam. Ichchaya Karmana Vacha Va. What is implied there is, of course, this conscious being is actionless. Therefore, by its mere presence, by its mere will alone, mind becomes activated. But the Preshitam implies mind being activated, instigated to experience its field. Being activated, instigated by which conscious principle? Because of whose mere desiring, because of whose mere willing, because of whose mere existence, being instigated, activated, the mind goes towards its objects. That is what is actually the meaning. Same thing Bhagavad Pada repeats. We can't take both words to be meaningless words. Both words are used means both words convey something. The word Ishitam implies the mere existence. The Ishitam implies by mere desire, by mere will of the reality, by the mere will or the existence, the desiring of the reality, the mind becomes instigated, Preshitam Bhavati, Manaha Preshitam, mind becomes activated, that to go towards its objects, to experience its field. Is it clear? So, ichaya. So, now here, whether karmana, vacha, va. By mere will, by mere existence, by mere desire, karmana, vacha, va. Or by oral instruction, or by physical action, kena preshitam, so instigated, activated by what? The mind goes towards its objects. Iti avagantum yuktaha. It is appropriate to understand this meaning. So what have you have to understand from the whole thing? One meaning, the ishitam, the, of course, mind is activated. Mind is instigated. Inert mind is given the consciousness, given the sentience, given the capacity to function as mind, and it goes towards its field, it goes towards its objects, it experiences its field. But for instigation, for the mind to be instigated, activated, there must be what now? Something else. And that something else does not do anything by its mere existence, mere presence. But mere presence alone is said to be brought up by its mere will. So willed by whom, desired by whom, by whose mere presence, mind becomes as though, isn't it, activated to experience its field. Therefore, using both verbs are appropriate. Is it clear? Iti avagantum yuktaha. This is the meaning. Don't worry, I'll be sending every word again to you. Unfortunately, yesterday I was very busy. I couldn't extend you. I think it's in my WhatsApp notes. I didn't send yesterday. Today I see I do it. Okay? Today I want to understand the content of the teaching here. Again, I send you about everything. I want more Rishi Chakrabhupada gives. Why usage of two words by the student is appropriate? He says, na. Na means no. The word, using the word preshitam is, using the word preshitam also is required. It is not unwanted. That's what is meant by this na, negative particle. Then prashna samarthyat. The reason is, one more reason is going to press a prashna samarthyam. Expertise of asking the appropriate question is prashna samarthyam. Expertise of asking an appropriate question and the nature of the very question itself is what now? Prashna samarthyam. From the very nature of the question asked by the student, it is understood. What is understood, he is going to explain here. The student is already, who is the student who is asking this question? There's a beautiful description of this student. Look at this. Dehadi sanghatat anityat karmakaryat viraktaha. It's a beautiful description of this Kenopanishad student here. Dehadi sanghatat anityat karmakaryat viraktaha. The student is a person of detachment, viraktaha. And detached from what? Detached from dehadi sanghatat. The person who is detached from his body, mind, sense complex, etc. And detached from, why? He knows anityat. He is detached from the time bound time-bound body, mind, sense complex, and he's detached from the time-bound actions and their results, karma and karya. Dehadi sanghatat anityat karma karyat viraktaha. This person who is asking the question is the person of dispassion, who knows the limitations of body, mind, sense complex, and who knows the limitations of actions and their results. Therefore, he is no more dependent on any of these things for his happiness and security. Such a dispassionate person of detachment, from the person who is detached from his own body, mind, sense complex, the time-bound actions and their results, such a person, such a student, prichati, asks, such a disciple asks the question. And what does he ask? Therefore, the student being such, dehadi sanghatat anityat karmakaryat viraktaha, a highly qualified student, ataha. Therefore, that indicable word ataha, therefore, anyata prichyati, he asks for something different. Why? Bubhutsamanaha. Do you find out bubhutsamanaha is a desiderative word? Bodhum icha bubhutsa. Bodhum icha bubhutsa. Like moksha, bubhuksha, etc. Bubhutsa means what? Bodhum icha bubhutsa. So bubhutsate is a desirative verb. Wants to know. Bodhum, to know. Icha, icchati, bodhum, icchati, bubhutsate. Bubhutsate is equal to bodhum, icchati. Desires to know, wants to know. So bubhutsamanaha, being desirous of knowing. Present participle, is it? Bubhutsamanaha, being desirous of knowing. Knowing what? Nityam vastu. Being desirous of knowing this timeless reality. Kutastham. Nityam kutastham. Anyat vastu bubhutsamanaha prichyati. He asked this question, being desirous of knowing that eternal, timeless, changeless reality. Understand? Samathyat upapadyate. It is possible to understand from the very nature, from the nature of the very question. Prashna samathya, samathyat upapadyate. It is possible to understand the very nature of the question the person asks, and he is very clear in what he is presenting. And using two words, verbs, on the part, using two words is appropriate. Okay, he uses both the verbs to make us understand. Mind alone is activated. But that by which the mind is activated does not do any action. Okay, the student is already clear. That by which the mind is active, inert mind is activated by something else, and that does not do any action. Does not do any action because it cannot do any action. He knows that. But how does it make it activated then? Not by doing na karmana, not by doing some action, not by some oral instruction, but by its mere will. Understand? Ishitam. By its mere will. That is why using two verbs are appropriate. The preshitam goes with the mind. Mind becomes activated, but by something else, that something does not do any action, does not do any give any oral instruction, that is formless abstract, formless, but that by its mere presence. So mere presence alone is implied by the term mere will. So that's why ishitam also is appropriate. Using two verbs is very appropriate on the part of this student. Dehadi sanghatat anityat karma karyat viraktaha sishyaha ataha anyat kotastham nityam vastu bubhutsamanaha prichyati samarthyat upapadyate. It is possible to understand what he is asking from the very nature of the question he asks. Okay. Next. Itaratha Ichha Vak Karma Bihi. Ichha Vak Karma Bihi. Dehadi Sanghatasya Prerayitrutvam Prasiddham. Iti Prashnaha Anarthakaha Eva Syat. Itaratha means what? Athava. You know, this indeclinable word, athava, itaratha, means the same. Okay? So, itaratha is used by Bhagavad Pada. You have to take it as athava. Okay? Itaratha, athava, otherwise. Icha vak karma bihi dehadi sanghatasya preshayitrutvam prasiddham iti prashnaha anarthakaha eva syat. Dehadi sanghatasya prerayitrutvam means what? The body, mind, sense complex having the status of being the dictator. Icha vak karma bihi. Through icha, through desire, vak through speech, and karma through action. This being is well known, prasiddham. See, the prerayitrutvam, body, mind, sense, complex, being, inert, material products, having the status of being, having the dictatorship, through desire, speech, and action, is well known. Isn't it? Therefore, here this question itself would have been what? Meaningless question. Therefore, the question is very meaningful question. Therefore, two verbs used by the student is very appropriate. Yevamapi preshita shabdasya arthaha na pradashitaha eva. So now what happens? Purpakshi is still not happy. So he says what? Preshita shabdasya arthaha na pradashitaha eva. Still the meaning of the verb preshita has not yet been made very clear. Preshita shabdasya arthaha na pradashitaha. The meaning of the word preshita, the meaning of this past passive participle pradash preshita has not yet been clarified. That word is Purupakshi is still not very satisfied. But you must be clear, okay? So before I go ahead, I'm not going to go ahead today. I'm going to stop here. But before I go ahead, I'm going to repeat it again for you to remember. Keneshitam patati preshitam manaha. Kena ishitam preshitam manaha patati. This is the first question. How should you take it? Kena ishitam preshitam manaha patati. This is the first question. So mind goes towards its objects. Mind experiences its field being activated by whose mere presence? By whose mere will? Is it clear? This is the question. This is the meaning of the first sentence. We should be doubtless have this. before I go to the next. So it very made very clear, still the poor Pakshi has a doubt. What is the doubt now? The two participles are used. One is Ishitam, other is Preshitam. The Ishitam, the meaning of the word Ishitam is very clear. The meaning of the word Preshitam is not very clear. Understand? So what he says now, what poor Pakshi says here? Evam api, even though this answer is given, Preshita shabdasya arthaha na pradarshitaha eva. Preshita shabdasya arthaha na pradarshitaha eva. The meaning of this word preshita has not been revealed yet. So Bhagat Pada's answer comes, na. No, the meaning has been made very clear already. Is it clear? Just the now only he says, we have to complete the sentence. No, the meaning of this word Peshita has been made very clear. Samshayavataha ayam prashnaha iti. Are you following? Samshayavataha ayam prashnaha iti. Preshita shabdasya artha viseshaha upapadyate. Samshayavan, samshayavataha ayam prashnaha. Here the prashnaha should be taken as a question here. This doubt itself is of the person, this question is of the person who has a doubt. Samshayavataha ayam prashnaha. Samshayavan is the one who has doubt. This question is of the person who has a doubt. Preshita shabdasya artha viseshaha upapadyate. Artha viseshaha means what? It's a specification of the meaning is possible. So this question is of the person who has a doubt. Therefore, the specification of the meaning of the word Preshitam is possible. It is not about, its question is from whom? It is not your question or my question. The question is of the person who has a doubt. When a person who expresses his doubt wants a clarification, and when he uses the words, and every word is a meaningful word. There is a specification of the meaning of the word Preshitam. That meaning is possible.
Swamiji, can you just explain that again? You know, you put the sentence in two different, you said...
See, I want to make it a prose order. Keneshitam patati preshitam manaha. It's an original word, isn't it? Keneshitam patati preshitam manaha. The question number one. So, Kena ishitam preshitam manaha patati. Manaha patati. Manaha patati. Mind goes towards its objects. Sva vishayan prati manaha gacchati. See that? Bhashyakara's explanation is what? Commentator says, mind goes towards its objects. Mind experiences its field. How? Being instigated, being activated. But mind cannot do it by itself. Mind is inert. But still, now we see that mind, we experience mind experiencing its field. So, manaha patati. Preshitam. Preshitam, activated. Preshitam, activated, instigated, impelled, mind goes towards its objects. By what? Kena, by what? And that by which mind is activated is of the nature of actionlessness. Activation of the mind is by actionless consciousness. That's the teaching. Activation is by actionless consciousness. The actionlessness has to be, that the student already understands. That's why, by whose mere will. So, ishitam. Kena ishitam. Willed by whom? Desired by whom? By mere existence of whom? By whose mere existence? Mind becomes activated. Mind becomes capable of functioning, that it goes towards its objects. Is it clear now? This is the actual meaning. But this unnecessarily, the Purupakshi comes and asks, why two verbs? These all for our thorough understanding. Bhasha study is like mananam, isn't it? It should not have any one small, tiniest doubt also in what you are being said here. Kenopi Guru is a great guru and a great student. So hope I answered your question properly. It's okay. So we'll catch up tomorrow. It's okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.